Introduction. If you were to stop and read the epitaphs around cemeteries, you would notice how seldom the word dead appears. While you do see several euphemisms like rested, ascended to heaven, passed away, anything to avoid the word, because both this taboo word and cemeteries themselves make us feel uneasy, reminding us of our fate. With this tour of Immortal Women, our aim is to achieve two things. On the one hand, to understand the site as a museum dedicated to memories and where we can visit our loved ones, as well as appreciating their important cultural and historical value. On the other hand, we want to remember several little-known women who were pioneers of women's progress in society towards achieving equality with men. Among these women, there are prominent figures in the fields of science, culture or entertainment, along with others who were the anonymous protagonists of historical events in the city or the cemetery itself. For centuries, women have been educated to care for the male members of their family, father, brothers, husband and sons. In fact, we can gain an insight into the role of women in the 19th century from an article published in 1867 in the newspaper El Imparcial, which featured a list of what a woman must do to create a happy home. Among the 12 tips provided, it declared things such as avoid contradicting your husband, do not meddle in his business, do not lecture your husband, respond to your husband's bad temper with love, give him freedom to come and go wherever he pleases, and even do not let your husband lose face when it comes to knowledge, even if it makes you look foolish, etc. Despite this mentality, it was not until the 20th century that women mobilized to defend their rights. During the Second Spanish Republic and with the implementation of the 1931 Constitution, which in Article 43 established that marriage was based on equality of both sexes, in divorce, maternity insurance, and so on, little by little, women achieve things that would have been unthinkable some time before. With the arrival of Franco, however, women went back to being nothing but mere housewives, and their sole priority would be their household, raising children and caring for their husband's well-being. Thus, the women's section of the Spanish Falange listed the following among its 20 principles never to be forgotten. Offer to take off his shoes. Listen to him. Let him speak first. Remember his conversation topics are more important than yours. Remember he is the master of the house. Besides anything to do with sexual intercourse, women were expected to be objects at the time, politically and economically marginalized to the extent that even their possessions were owned by their husbands. With democracy, women's rights were recognized in the same way as men's, but true equality has still not been achieved. Therefore, even though much has been accomplished, we must continue fighting to remove the discrimination that still exists in society.